You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I saw him a few years ago, but I watch him every couple of days now. I went back and started watching his older shows. He was like 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago talking about the fake alien invasion, how it's demonic, how it's interdimensional, which I've been laying out as well. Now you see the Pentagon, all these Congress people saying, no, there's four alien species here now. They're suppressing it. It's about to come out. Tim Burchett, very credible people. Now, are they being given disinformation? The answer is yes. But we're going to get to that next hour. I had a special guest joining us in studio. But I hadn't looked at what he sent me because when I told my producer like a week ago, hey, get him on. I saw his show about this. I'm going to come on and talk about this and from the Bible and you know all the things that are you know there about these creatures interbreeding with humans. It's all the other Egyptian and other you know ancient texts. We'll do that the next 30 minutes, the start of the next hour. But I came in here. I didn't look at the notes he sent. And I saw what he was saying about we cannot abandon Trump now. Trump is a weapon of God's hand. No peace between Israel and Iran. A fast must be called from the throne of power. What is Trump contending with? And I've literally tried to get people that are defending Trump and what is going on the show because I really wanted to hear from them, not to beat them up. They won't do it. Everybody's like, I went with what I knew was real. The Pentagon assessment was this wouldn't work. They'd close the strait. 92% chance it would fail. I love the missiles disappear. Said that 40 days ago when it started. I was proven right. It was because it wouldn't work and would empower Islam that I was against it. And I don't want Israel running our politics. And then I get called an Iranian agent. Well, I ain't ever got any Iranian money. I ain't got one red cent from them. But at the same time, everybody being attacked all over. I can't even keep track of it. I don't even watch it. It's sent to me constantly. ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, MSNBC, all of it. Oh, Jones admits he was wrong about Trump for 10 years. No, Trump was night and day compared to them. We got so much done. Better Supreme Court people, controlled border, not you know, dialing back war with Russia. I am proud I backed Trump. But about 8 months ago when they ran off Elon Musk and Howard Lutnick got caught lying about his Epstein Island stuff, things went south. And I was like, our research is Trump never did any of this. Roger Stone used to be his wingman in between divorces, double dating. She's like, yeah, Trump likes you know, full-grown women. But I won't sign on with Israel wanting to nuke Iran and push us into total war. This is crazy town. So I went after Trump in the last week to get him back on track, and they admit they all these White House officials, Jones and Tucker, they shouldn't have this influence. Well, Trump shouldn't be saying, I'll destroy a whole civilization. It sounds like some supervillain, okay? So that's where we are right now. And the globalists, this is COVID 2.0. They want this to shut down the recovery. People say, oh, you care about money. No, I've been persecuted, sued, attacked, monetarily destroyed standing up for Trump. When I say monetary, they want us poor and collapse to control us. That's the WEF UN's admission. So you bet I don't want to turn out the fertilizer and oil and gas in the world because that starves the poor. They die. We just get poor. So, but it's always good to get another perspective on this. So I'm glad that James Williams, who's really smart, I mean, he knows what he's talking about, wants to get into this. So let's do this first. on his biblical perspective on Trump and his predictions that have basically all come true and where he thinks we're at. And he can call me out if he wants to. I just only talked to him like a minute before he came on. Said, hey, I just saw you sent this. Sorry, I hadn't seen it until right before. So I didn't know. I was wanting to talk about the aliens and all that and we were covering. But I'm happy to hit this because this is, I was almost like, I almost canceled him because it was on aliens. We want to cover Iran. Well, it didn't matter because he wanted to cover this. So we're there. But we'll hit the aliens next hour as well. So Dark Waters, James Williams, IamJamesWilliams.com, YouTube, The Dark Waters. Great show, great analysis. I'm going to try to give you the floor, so I'm going to shut up here. Don't pause or I'll jump in. You know, I got like diarrhea of the mouth. And just get into biblically with these verses you sent me about Trump. It's true. He's our weapon. It's up to us to use him. I agree. So the neocons don't want us to influence him and demand things. They want us to just shut up, get mad, and run away with our ball and go home, as I've been saying for a year. I didn't take my ball and go home. I'm saying we need to engage him. We need to call him to do his original mission. Let's talk about the tug of war with Trump and what's happening. Dark Waters, James Williams, tell us what's happening.
Absolutely, Alex. So let's start with this. As usual, you're right. The problem that people have is, and we expressed this the last time I was on the show with you, I said that you were a watcher. And the watchers are people on the wall who see the enemy coming. And that watcher's job is to identify to the king, hey, we have a problem. So you've been doing what you're supposed to do as a watcher. And you're being attacked because you were a watcher. Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to remember, people made prayers for Donald Trump to be president of the United States. It's not like Donald just became president by happenstance. This was something that we all prayed for him to be the president of the United States. And so now we have a situation where the man that we prayed for, who has an anointing from God, and Alex, you can attest to this. You've seen this, that Donald Trump has an anointing that dethrones
him. It's 100% men. Supernatural, and it's not him, it's God.
Yes, it's 100% supernatural. Marco Rubio, Donald Trump, debate. Bam, gone. Hillary Clinton, boom, gone. Everybody that's ever risen against Donald Trump and contested against him goes down. So what do you do with a man like Donald Trump who has an anointing from God that you can't defeat? You bubble wrap him, you control him. You point him like a weapon at who you want him to hit. And the problem that I have as a Christian is we, as the body of Christ in his nation, we don't understand that that is a weapon that God gave to us, and we have to fight for our weapon. We have to fight for control of our weapon. We can't just hand it over and throw up our hands and be like, oh, he pissed me off and it's done. We can't do that. We can't allow that. And I've been watching people have this chaos and this tumult everywhere on every channel. This person arguing with this person arguing with that person. And we know that God is not the author of chaos. So guess what? God is what's influencing the president. Watch this, Alex. Let's go real quickly to Psalms 41:5-8. It says that this scripture in Psalms talks about the mind of witchcraft. And watch what's been done to the president of the United States, and watch what's been done actually to everybody. Watch this. My enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? If he come to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathereth iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth it. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. And evil disease say they cleave fast unto him. And now that he lieth, he shall rise up no more. Yea, my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, have lifted up his heel against me. The president of the United States, what had been saying? Oh, you know, he's got something on his hand. His legs are swollen. He's going to die. The president has been under the greatest witchcraft attack that anybody's ever seen. That man is isolated. That man is alone. And the worst part about
it
is,
and we should be praying for him. I agree. I said it some, but we should be totally praying for him because it's a battle over him right now. Just like the angels of the devil fought over Elijah's body.
Moses' body. Yep, they fought
Moses' body. Sorry, you're right. Moses' body.
And watch this. Understand this, ladies and gentlemen. The seat of presidency of the United States, the presidential seat, is a throne of power. Men sit in that throne of power, and they retain power for a while. It's why Barack Hussein Obama didn't leave D.C. the first time Donald Trump came in, because he's sat in the throne of power. So here we get. Here we go. We get a Christian president, where everybody said, oh, he's not Christian. He in the Epstein files. We get a Christian president that comes in, who sits in the throne of power.
He goes to the pro-life rallies. Nobody did it. He does the right legislation. He did the actual action.
Right. He sits in the throne of power. He comes under assault. And then everybody's like, oh, my God, we're going to abandon him. No, we cannot abandon President Donald Trump. I'm sorry. Watch this. You want to know what he's contending against? And I'm going to say this. Everybody's upset about what's going on with Israel right now. There's a judgment that's been rendered, and you can see it, against the Christian Zionist movement in this nation. And that it's up for in the air with us in our relationship with Israel. But watch this. The 1 John 4:3. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. So the president is up against the Antichrist spirit. He's not the damn Antichrist. He's up against the Antichrist spirit. You see it right in front of you. Well, it doesn't make sense. James, what are you talking about? Okay. With part of what we're talking about is the data centers going up everywhere. Part of one of the announcements he made today, which was in the little briefing that the guy with the great voice just did a few minutes ago, was talking about, well, are we building a control system? Are we building a mark of the beast system? The man is fighting the entire beast system, period. And so the pressure is coming in on him from every angle, from every side. Then when you add in the fact that you bring in people who are not of Christ, that don't believe in Jesus Christ, that don't have the peace of God with them, that actually say, oh, I reject Jesus Christ, I'm a part of the administration, that it's like a doorway for the Antichrist spirit to walk into the White House. So imagine, Alex, the studio door at, I don't never been to InfoWars, let's say you have a big roll-up door on the side of InfoWars, right? And you're like, okay, I'm going to leave the roll-up door open, and anybody who wants to come in, they're just coming in. And any spirit that wants to come in, they just rolling on in. That's what you're looking at. So, yes, when we talk about King Lear and the president having this this stronghold, because that's what it is, it's a stronghold that's been erected in his mind. And that's why you see this behavior pattern that we see.
No, I agree. So how do we break that control?
The way you break that control is what the Bible told us to do and what we've seen. When David sinned with Bathsheba, David ended up calling for a fast and making sacrifices unto God. When Hezekiah was having trouble, they went on a fast. What has to happen is there needs to be a fast from one of the thrones of power in this nation. It can be J.D. Vance, who's a Christian. Hey, we're going to do a three-day fast and pray for the president. It could be Susie Wiles, who's in the throne of the, whatever her position is like the chief of staff. Hey, we can do a three-day fast for the president of the United States to break this off of him. It could be his wife. It could be his oldest son. It could be anybody that sits in power close to him. And pray for the man and fast. Make a sacrifice to the Lord. And we can repent and say, hey, Lord, we're wrong. This is up the we went
and
the wrong
right.
direction.
Trump's turned it around before. It can be done.
Yeah. So we have to battle for him. Watch this. I'm gonna give you another scripture. I want you to hear this. Watch. Jeremiah 50. And tell me if this is not what Donald Trump has been doing.
Over Jeremiah 51:20-23. Go ahead.
All right. Thou art my battle axe and my weapon of war. For with thee I will break in pieces the nation, and with thee I will destroy kingdoms, and with thee I will break in pieces the horse and the rider, and with thee I will break in pieces the chariot and the rider, and with thee also will I break in pieces the man and the woman, and with thee I will break in pieces old and young, and with thee will I break in pieces the young man and the maid, and I will also in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock, and with thee will I break the piece in pieces, the husbandman and his yoke of oxen, and with thee will I break in pieces captains and rulers. What has Donald Trump been doing on the behalf of this nation? Wrecking shop. The man is a giant wrecking ball. He's a battle axe of the Lord. In fact, Alex, you're a battle axe. You run around wrecking everybody. Boom, boom, boom. I'm a battle axe. Every Christian is called to be one of the Lord's battle axes. So if we have this beautiful, vintage battle axe that's chopped off millions of heads and won millions of victories, but the handle breaks, do we throw that battle axe away? No, we fix the handle. We fix the handle, but it has to be fixed spiritually. Now, on to Israel and Iran. I don't understand, Alex, where this expectation of there's going to be peace comes from. None of those people have accepted the Prince of Peace. They all reject Jesus Christ. Where's this peace going to come from? The reason why you saw the movement was when J.D. Vance, a man who sits on a throne, who's a Christian, interceded in and was injected into the equation, then we started moving towards peace. But I expected Israel to attack. I expected Iran to attack because they don't accept the Prince of Peace. And we have to understand this. There's this there's these false expectations we have, although all the information is in front of us. So people are mad at Mark Levin. I expect Mark Levin to be a rank devil. Sorry, I just expect him to behave like a rank devil.
Hold on, Pastor James Williams, Darkwater, stop. This literally, Rob New just walked in here, our news director, been here 18 years. He just walked in. This was delivered to the door by FedEx 2 minutes ago. You talk about a biblical sign. This was just delivered to the door by FedEx 2 minutes ago. Rob, you just ran in here. What? You got a letter. What does this say? I mean, this is biblical. This is why God works. Somebody got touched by God. I'm crying right now to mail this. This literally just showed up FedEx. Rob, come here. Sit down. Let's read this. What the hell's going on here? He just said, literally, as you said, battle axe, FedEx arrived. What the?
So literally about 10 minutes ago, the guy who runs the business side of things brought this to me. He goes, usually we don't bring things over like this, but he goes, this just came in. He said, it's a battle axe. I couldn't believe it. I heard you talking about it, Pastor. And I didn't even unwrap it and look at it yet. I literally grabbed it and said, well, we need to bring this on. Yeah, I just unwrapped it in front of you. Yeah. So it's got a strap on it. There's a guy named Ken. I'm not going to give his last name, but Ken from looks like Lapine, or Oklahoma, maybe Oklahoma. 97739 is the zip code. But he sent it to us. He's an old carpenter and craftsman. And I was making this axe, and God told me it was for Alex Jones. It's literally what it says right there. I mean, it says it right there.
Holy fire burned.
And he put it right there.
You just saw this. Is this insane?
You guys can get that's how our God works.
Shot of that on the doc
just
mic.
Showed up. Literally, read what he said. Don't show his name. Just read what he said.
Yeah, he said, Alex, I'm an old carpenter and craftsman. I was making an axe for God, and he told me it was for Alex Jones. In my fertile imagination, I built a two-story that would be presenting it to you, and I won a truck. Well, that didn't happen. I wonder what I would do with the axe. Every time I went to the shop, God reminded me, that's for Alex. I haven't even read this before. Yeah. I was talking to my son, Jerry, telling him about this, and he said, just send it to him. So here's the axe, brother. This is your battle axe. Let me remind you that God loves you and gives you strength and courage. The best to you as you move along in this crazy world. I love your methylene red. Really gives this old man energy. God bless you.
Look at
Ken.
He's literally talking about this, and this literally gets, he said, delivered to you right as he came on. I mean, this is insane. This is how God works. Go ahead. Look at this.
It's got a little trusty carrier to it.
It's got the cross right there. Right on. So God told him to do this just for this moment so people see how real God is. Look at that. That's another miracle right there.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy. And the blood coming off the cross. There it is right there.
That's gorgeous. Wow. Wow.
And I didn't read what you said till 10 minutes before you came on.
No, I just got it and walked in here. I'm like, this needs to go on the air. It was a sign from God.
I tell you what. Let me do something. We need to give God some glory right now.
Oh, this is God.
Oh, fire. Holy Ghost fire burn everywhere. Oh, fire. Holy Ghost fire burn. I say fire. Holy Ghost fire burn everywhere. Fire. Holy Ghost fire burn. Lord, thank you for verifying your word. Thank you, Lord, for showing yourself, Lord. There's no way. There's no way. This is only you, Lord. And there's no one but you that's this glorious, that's this powerful, Lord. And thank you for the example that you've given. Alex is a battle axe. Your president is a battle axe. And Lord, we repent. We repent, Lord, for not being derelict in our duty, Lord. And now we intercede on the behalf of our president, Donald J. Trump. Lord, we decree and declare as the ecclesia now in the name of Jesus Christ that every form of witchcraft, sorcery, and divination that has been cast against our president is now broken. And we invoke and plead the blood of Jesus Christ against it, Lord. His realm of thoughts and his realm of imaginations, Lord, we invoke and plead the blood of Jesus Christ over that. And we decree and declare freedom for his mind, freedom for his heart, freedom from his soul. Whoa, freedom from his soul that they've tried to hang.
And everyone must join us. Everyone must join us in praying for Trump right now. We're going to break this demonic spell right now. In the name of Jesus.
We break it now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we honor you for this great opportunity And Lord, now we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over his marriage covenant and those who tried to come in between him and his wife, over his family, Lord, those who tried to separate for him from his family, his sons, Lord. And we ask that, Lord, that you judge these individuals. Your word says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Is he not one of your anointed, Lord? We have all seen it. Have we not petitioned and prayed for him, Lord? They have harmed him. They have devastated him. They have isolated him. And they brought spirits unto him, Lord. So now, Lord, your word says, Jesus Christ came to set the captives free, and he who he sets free is free indeed. Not possibly free, not sometimes free, not maybe free, but free indeed, Lord. And so every
Pastor,
spell.
Let's stop right there. We weren't even getting political. That was supposed to be the other thing. But how crazy is this? Just delivered in the last 30 minutes. Rob's delivered it 10 minutes ago. He's watching them at battle axes. They walk in with this thing, and the man says, I was told by God in Oklahoma, make this for you. Like close encounter, he told him to make the mountain. I had to send this to you, and my son said, send it, and it perfectly arrives right as you're talking about it. That is the power of God literally telling us that your message was true. God obviously knows the future, foresaw all this moment to back up what you just said.
Yep. Watch this. J.D. Vance, Susie Wiles, Caroline Lovett, every Christian inside the White House, call a fast. You can just have the Christian staff fast. You can call for a fast of the ecclesia, the entire church to fast.
And
for the
president. Oh my God, you just said it. God's whole point was to make them listen to you about the fast.
Mm-hmm. And so call
God
for a fast.
God literally just took a highlighter to everything you just said. In God's plan, literally had someone make this months ago, be pushed by God, and said, send it now to perfectly arrive, not last week, not yesterday, today, 20 minutes ago, mm-hmm. to Rob Ducey, delivered it, saying, this is for Alex. How he talked, the guy that delivered didn't even know this was going on. Perfect.
No,
that's
didn't.
God's perfection right there. You just saw a miracle, folks.
Yep.
And look how badass it is.
And remember, biblically, the story of Jonah. Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh. He got swallowed by a whale against the Nineveh. And the Ninevites.
Exactly. It doesn't matter if Trump gets off track. He belongs to God. He's going to do his job if we back him.
He's going to do his job. And the Ninevites fast, and the Lord withholds his judgment against the Ninevites.
Brother,
if he did that for the Ninevites, won't he do that for a nation that's in covenant with him? Our founding fathers dedicated this land to the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This land is in covenant with him. He'll do it for us, but it has to come from a throne of power. So
I gotta say,
one of you guys,
I gotta say, Mr. Williams, you talk about miracles. You see them all the time. I know. I listen to you. Is this not crazy?
No, it is crazy. But that's him. That's how he works. That's why I love him. That's why I serve him. That's him. I'll tell you something else. I'm up last night in the middle of the night, rocking. Lord, are you going with me to this interview? Yes, I'm going with you, James. Will you be there with me? Yes, I'm going with you. I didn't know that's what he meant, but he said, I'm going with you. It's like, whoa. So now I'm sitting here like, this is crazy. But that's my expectation. That's the God we serve. That's God our Father. That's the Son. That's the
Holy
Spirit.
You sent these notes hours ago. I hadn't even seen them. I said until you came on, oh, we're not doing aliens. We're doing this. And boom, it's all about battle axes. Here it is. Literally delivered right as you come on. We check FedEx right as you get on. Boom, FedEx pulls up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you imagine? That's the power of God right there. This is a true miracle.
That's the power of God. That is it. That is it. And it signifies your victory over those people who've been coming after you too, brother. The people who be like, oh, we're going to get Alex Jones. Blah, let's get him. Blah. Foolish people, man. Those are some crazy people. You have victory over those people.
Well, it's just not me or you. They can't stand against God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But God gave you victory over them. Gave you victory over them, my brother. Ain't it amazing?
Well,
and everybody's been attacking
you.
In
this man... This old carpenter in Oklahoma, and he had this thing ready for months, and his son just said, this is God's plan. God says, send the axe now. It was, you can't even make that up. Just the axe showing up is insane. It's literally in the letter as a message from God.
That's the God we serve. I don't know what else to say, brother. That's the God we serve. And that's how he endorses men. He makes his presence known by endorsing. Man, you got the endorsement. That's all I can say, brother. It's a victory, man. Congratulations. And ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to lose.
We'll be right back. Stay with
us. Can't lose.
We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultrastore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bitly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering it. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.